Hi, I am Carla Johnson, and I would like to thank you for being a part of the original podcast of Lucrative Minds, Iron Sharpens Iron. Hosted by me, we are raising awareness on self-love and detachment. And in this podcast, we inspire, uplift, and encourage you. Each week, we present thought-provoking topics that add value for our Freedom Fridays. We meet every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, where I'm a big deal, you're a big deal, we're all a big deal, and this is Iron Sharpens Iron. It's okay to live a life that others don't understand. It took me some time to grasp that concept. It took me going through a lot of situations. I know I used to be one of the ones that, I used to be the type of person that felt like I had to explain like why I was doing a certain thing, or what I was doing had to make sense to you in order for me to be okay with it. And when in reality, I was okay with it from the beginning. And it wasn't until I was judged harshly that I started saying, okay, well, this is why I'm doing this, right? And then I learned that, you know, we're all on different paths, right? We're all at different ages and different phases on this journey of life. And my life doesn't look like yours, and yours doesn't look like mine. And that's not to say that I'm doing it wrong and you're doing it right, or you're doing it wrong and I'm doing it right, right? So it took some time, it took me some growing, it took me some development for me to understand that. It took me getting a relationship with God to understand that. It took me making peace with myself on where I had been on this journey, where I was at, and where I was hoping to get to, right? What I was aspiring to be. And just being authentically Carla, just living in my truth, you know, honoring, you know, how far I had come on my journey, taking a look back at where I was. I often do that a lot of times because I know it's like the enemy doesn't like for me to see all the progress that I've made in this journey, right? The enemy always tries to plague me with guilt and shame, or you didn't do that right. You know, the voice in my head, like the never ending dialogue that I have going on internally, saying, oh, you made a mistake there, you made a mistake there. But who's to say that it was a mistake? That's a part of my journey. That's a part of my makeup. That makes me who I am today, that experience I went through and that I overcame, right? And it wasn't made to keep me stuck and stagnated. It was just a part of my journey. And I can now take a look at situations when I go through, whether it works out in my favor or whether I get what I think I should have. I look at it as a learning experience. Okay, because it's always something to learn. Okay, Carla, what did you just learn from that heartbreak? What did you learn from losing that job? What did you learn from getting behind in this area? What did you learn from it? Because it's always a learning experience. And I noticed that when I took the time out to sit with myself and to ask myself those questions, okay, what is this trying to teach me? It's a lesson in it for me. And take that time, I was better to understand and understand where I was in my journey and what the lesson was for me to gain out of it. Not so much focus on the other person. I just recently had a situation and experience with someone that I was dating. And this person came in my life and they were like, painted this picture, or they pretended to be this person, right? This person that was hiring, this person that's someone that you would aspire to have in your life. And as time progressed, like the mask started falling off, I started to see that this person was not who they really said they were, right? And asked myself over and over again, okay, Carla, what did you miss? Like, what did you miss early on that said that this person is not who they say they are? Like, but I learned also that people can wear a mask, but they can only wear it for so long. And the thing about it was that I was upset with the individual about in the beginning was, you painted this picture out to be this person, right? And then as time progressed, the mask started coming off and I started to see you for who you really were. And I was trying to understand like why this person didn't just come in as who they really were. Oh, okay. Well, if they came in who they really were, you wouldn't have giving them a time of day. You wouldn't have put in time or you wouldn't have wasted any time in this. So that's why they had to come in as someone else. Okay, so I let them off the hook with that. I wasn't so upset with them. And then I turned around and started being upset with myself. I'm like, what did I miss? And then I had to also stop that, right? And ask myself, what is the lesson in this for me? What am I supposed to be getting from this? What I learned in this last situation that I just went in with this individual that I was dating was that I had some daddy issues that needed to be addressed. You know, I was still dating out of a place, well, my person, right? This is my person just based off the initial just the initial meeting that we had and the dates that we had and the conversation that we had and the time we spent. But as time progressed, I said, oh, this is not what I want. This person is not who they proclaim to be. They're showing me a different side of the coin today. And so why was I so, you know, gung-ho in the beginning? So as I went back, I looked at different things that had taken place that were for sure red flags that I should have been like, no, this, I'm not doing it. But something inside of me made me look past that. And that's what I need to deal with. I need to deal with what had me looking past those red flags. And that when I did, I was able to get down to some root issues that I had going on within myself, right? Just wanting to be loved, right? Not wanting to be alone. So it was coming from a place of loneliness, and that's not good. So moment, I was able to take a look at myself, sit along with my feelings, right? Turn it over, ask God to come in and heal me of that. You know, I don't want to be showing up in spaces like that, in a space of desperation or loneliness, and then I connect with the wrong person, and then there I go to trying to make the right person, the wrong person right in my life. And that's the situation that I was going through and I was experiencing. And I have to learn to allow myself room to make mistakes. I have to remember that I don't know everything, right? I still have areas in which I need to grow in. I have to show myself grace, not drag myself, because the enemy will try to drag me down. Oh, you should have known better. No, I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have known better, because I have been going through life like this, like from this relationship to that relationship. Oh, I'm dating this person, I'm dating that person. Never really taking the time to sit alone with myself and ask myself those hard questions. Okay, Carla, what is going on with you, right? Where are you emotionally with this, right? Like I tell people, like having eyesight without insight is dangerous for me, right? I need to be able to see, and then I need to be able to understand and have the awareness of where I am with my emotions, where I am mentally with the whole situation, so that make sure that I'm being loving and caring to myself. I owe myself that much. Once I started sitting alone with myself and asking myself some of those hard questions and facing myself and facing my truths and my fears, one of the other things that I learned about myself was that I was seeking a man out for protection and to provide for me. And that was a issue that went all the way as far back as my childhood, you know, not having a father figure in my life. So I had no one early on to show me that this is what a father is. This is how a man should be. In a sense, a part of me longed for that protection, longed for that father figure in my life. So I noticed that when I got into relationships with men, I was coming from a place of desperation, like I need this, like a part of me. And I noticed that was just my child that needed to be healed. I had to start allowing God to come in and heal that space. A part of that was me using affirmations, just knowing within that I am already protected, I am already provided without another human being in that space for me, right? So in that way, if that relationship did fail or if it didn't work out, I'm not viewing this as I'm no longer protected, I'm no longer provided for. And over again, when a relationship would fail, I would have that sense of longing that was still already there from the father issues that I had early on. And so when this relationship failed, I viewed it as my protection is gone. I viewed it as I'm no longer provided for. I viewed it as I'm not good enough. I viewed it as I'm not worthy, because these things were not validated early on. So once I started taking a look at myself and asking myself some of those questions, sitting alone with myself, I could better show up for myself, right? Because coming from a place of desperation, a place of loneliness, I attracted so many different people, right? And just looking for someone to fill that space without even knowing, because I tell people, not all men are providers. Not all men are protectors, just like not all women are nurturers. So I, not knowing that and just coming from a place of, I need this, right? I need this protection. I need you to provide me. I need you to be here for me. And then when it failed, then what do I do, right? Left feeling rejected. I'm left feeling alone. I'm left feeling abandoned, which is only mimics the abandonment, the neglect, the I'm not good enough, the I'm not worthy, I'm not loved. But until I took a step back and stopped getting into these different situationships and these different relationships and sitting alone with myself and holding myself accountable, right, for the situations I got myself in today, because it's no longer daddy's fault. It's no longer my authority figure's fault. It's no longer anybody's fault at this point, because it really doesn't matter. It just matters today that I am healing. I am trying to get better. I'm not allowing myself to get in those situations again. So what I had to do was stop getting in relationships. I had to stop getting in situationships. I had to stop doing a lot of things until I gave myself time to heal. And so that within itself was growth for me, right? Because I was the type of person that always had to be with someone. I always had to have a boyfriend in my life, right? Or just a close friend, of course, because who else am I sleeping with? That took a lot of discipline for me, because for me, another thing that I noticed about myself was hypersexuality, very promiscuous. All of that, when I traced it back, stemmed from early trauma. Again, the feelings of unworthiness, the feelings of I'm not good enough, the feelings of abandonment, of neglect, of just wanting to be loved. So I would do whatever just to keep you. And what do men want, right? What does it say that all men want? They want sex. And so having sex, and at this big age, you know, until I started healing, like, I viewed that early on as that was love. I viewed the attention as being love. But when I take a look at it and took a step back, it was just attention with intention. And that can't be love.